There is in Brooklyn, New York, an artist who's turning pie into performance art. Anissa Mack has set up a picture-perfect miniature white cottage on the steps of the Brooklyn Public Library. Inside, she's making pies. She leaves them one at a time on the windowsills to be snatched away. Mack's installation, Pies for a Passerby, is causing quite a ruckus, as NPR's Melissa Block discovered when she paid a visit.
There's something about pie.
We want pie!
We want pie!
Free pie.
You have to grab the pie and run, right? She makes the pies, you have to grab the pie, right?
Ninth grader Bahia Asante leans into the cottage with a question.
They just take it just to take it, and there's no purpose for it.
What's the purpose? No purpose to take the pie? I mean, I don't know why people take the pies. I guess that's not my end of the deal.
Anissa Mack's end of the deal, thanks to a grant from New York's Public Art Fund, is to lock herself into her storybook 8x10-foot cottage 4 hours a day from Thursday through Sunday and churn out apple pies. Mack is 32. She's got red hair pulled back in a bun. She's wearing a vintage cherry print ruffled apron. There's a smudge of flour on her freckled nose. Every hour or so, a fragrant, spicy pie emerges from her convection toaster oven. She'll lean out of one of the baby blue shuttered windows, set the pie on the windowsill, and wait to see what happens.
I honestly love, and it's only happened maybe 5 times, seeing someone just walk by who doesn't know what's going on. You know, they just got off the bus or whatever, and they see a pie, and they sort of walk by it, and then they walk back, and then they look at it, and they don't know what to do. And occasionally they've taken it, you know, because it's something about it, I think, signals that it's okay.
You sell pies here?
Clayton John has wandered by, drawn by the crowds and the delicious aroma.
Well, what do we just look at it?
You take it.
Just take the pie?
Pretty soon, he figures it out.
Okay, all right. I'll make sure I'm around for the pie. When's the next pie?
It's not that simple, though. If you want a pie too badly, Mack will do her best to see that you don't get it. If you're camped out, hogging a windowsill for hours, if you're the obnoxious boy screaming, "Hurry up, make the pie," forget about it.
You will not be rewarded for bad behavior, you know? I mean, I'm not going to give it to the kid who's, like, licking my window. I'm just not. It's gross.
Instead, she might gently steer the pie toward another window.
Oh, somebody already got the pie!
Where a patient 8-year-old named Zuri Gordon happily scoops it up and presents it to her dad.
That kid over there, he left. He went to the other side with his friend, so I took it.
Mack loves moments like this. She likes creating an iconic country kitchen in the city. She likes toying with the idea of expectation and surprise. But she's seen the worst of people, too. An adult woman who snatched a pie from a 4-year-old's hands and wouldn't share.
You know, I thought this piece was going to be about an image and bringing an image to life and seeing how it played out and challenging people's expectations and all of this kind of thing. And it's turning out to be totally about human nature.
There was the day when the crowd grew huge and some teenagers started kicking the sides of the cottage, demanding pie. And there was a break-in one night. The intruder took a clock, a drill, and wouldn't you know it, he stole a finished pie.
That was very interesting. So I sort of feel like it was someone who understood what was going on in here. But who knows? Who knows?
The passersby who cluster around the windows, peering in past the red and white gingham curtains, have their own ideas as to what it's all about. Aisha Hernandez has this explanation.
For me, it's my son sees it. He says, "Oh, mommy, a house." And I tell him that's the way a house should look like, with mom inside cooking and cleaning and taking care of the kids while they're running around making a mess.
As she rolls out a perfect crust, Anissa Mack confesses she's not comfortable with strangers, so part of the challenge has been getting used to being stared at for hours at a time.
I think I look like I'm on stage or on TV or something. I'm not one of them. But then between pies, when I open the door and speak to people, then the pie is the thing which crosses that barrier. You know, I open the window, put the pie down, and someone takes the pie, and the object really is the bridge between us.
Hi, how are you?
What is this?
This is a house where I bake apple pies during the day.
Is apple pie your specialty of pies?
You get paid for the window?
Who did the decorations? Do you like the smell? Is this a lot of work?
And, oh yes, the questions.
How long are you going to be here?
How long are you doing this for?
So how long have you been in here?
How long are you going to be here?
Questions without end.
Don't you get hot?
Aren't you hot in here?
You don't get bored in there?
Finally, the tension is broken when Mack sets out a fresh pie. There's a brief scuffle as 11-year-old Marissa Bianca is muscled out of the way by a grown woman, Terry Goldberg, who it turns out doesn't even want the pie.
Because I don't eat sugar or fat at this point in my life. It was just the process.
It's just the idea of stealing the pie, Goldberg admits. But here's the thing. In their hours of waiting to pounce on a pie, the woman and the girl formed an alliance, like in Survivor, they say. So these complete strangers are going back to Marissa's house to share the pie. Melissa Block, NPR News, New York.
Bye, have a good day. See you later.
The pie was delicious.
If I have time tomorrow, I'll come back for more.
Okay, yeah. I'll be here.
I'll try to come tomorrow, too.
And there's more about pies for a passerby on our website, npr.org.